The other thing that is really fascinating about this is the issue of prevention of TLS, because, you know, this is so new.
Oh, yeah.
I know that TLS hasn't been seen, but these people have been put in the hospital. They're watched for a couple of days.
Yeah.
Should these patients go in the hospital for a couple of days to get started?
In my opinion, yes. We just had another case of tumor lysis with azavenetoclax. We're using it more. Actually, I think we can predict which ones. They tend to be the so-called favorable risk. Every now and then, somebody with older AML actually shows up with favorable risk, young person's AML. Those were always more responsive to chemotherapy. I'm talking like a core binding factor AML. That'll pop. That will really lyse. My approach has always been, you know, this is just usually a 76-year-old. You're just giving them this information. You got to learn about transfusions and stuff. They're busy freaking out. I usually like to admit them during the first few days. It just makes it easier on everybody. And I think it's actually medically indicated. Every now and then, someone will have some tumor lysis. That's really not the primary reason to admit, in my view.
Well, the other thing, of course, you know, there's been a lot of discussion about tumor lysis with CLL and venetoclax, and, you know, those are older people too. But one of the things I didn't realize originally when venetoclax came out and they had that package insert and all was how important renal function is. And now you're talking about older people inherently with less renal function. That makes it trickier.
We actually didn't really see a problem, though, in AML. Again, the tumor lysis is such an uncommon thing. I personally, and we've treated a lot, I've not seen a problem sending somebody off to dialysis. You know, usually before you start, again, our practice has been to admit most of these patients, so I'll hydrate them gently, and it's generally not a problem. But yeah, well, with CLL, that's always been a problem with CLL. Every time they come up with a new agent, the cells explode and the patients get into trouble.
You know, clearly CLL is different, but still, even in terms of the fact that those 145 or 150 patients, that was what happened to them. They went in the hospital, they were watched for a couple of days, they had the dose escalated. So to me, if you want to replicate that, I mean, nobody likes going in the hospital.
I don't find that's a big deal. If you tell somebody, hi, you have a life-threatening near-terminal illness, that's a shock to them. We're going to put you in the hospital for a few days. The bigger shock I would always get out of these patients is you're going to be in the hospital for 40 days. 40 days, you know. No, in the hospital for 4 days, you know, that's easy to wrap your mind around.
Yeah, particularly if you say, because we're going to watch you very carefully because this treatment destroys the cancer so fast that you can get complications. That's kind of not a bad reason to want to be in the hospital.
Yeah.